FNC's Piro, Obama was in the middle of the plot to take down Flynn and Trump. By Jeff Poor on May 10, 2020. On Saturday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro reacted to the week's news that the Department of Justice was dropping its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Pirro used her opening statement segment to criticize all the actions that had led up to Flynn's prosecution, and tied former President Barack Obama and his administration to it. Transcript as follows. Pirro, the release this week of long-hidden transcripts fully exposed the left's attempt at a coup d'etat, albeit bloodless. But a coup nonetheless, where a faction of the government tries to take down the leader of the country. The evidence shows former President Barack Obama and the Obama-Biden administration were the hub of the bloodless coup. Four spokes emanated from that hub, each with a man's name on it. Rod Rosenstein in his scope memo gave his friend he appointed special counsel, Bob Mueller in the Russia investigation the names of Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, and Carter Page. Each spoke was an effort to get that person to flip on the president. The primary objective, reverse the election of 2016. The horror was not just in the treatment of these men, but the fact that Michael Flynn under the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation had already been ruled out as committing no crime, and that no derogatory information against him was unearthed. But FBI agent Peter Strzok couldn't have that. Flynn had to be destroyed. We know from the text messages between him and his lover, Lisa Page, that POTUS, the President of the United States, then Obama, wants to know everything we're doing. In other words, Obama was keeping tabs on the investigation. So why? He was leaving the White House. Wasn't his term over? Yet the lives of these four men were ruined. General Michael Flynn, a decorated war hero, railroaded by a smug, arrogant FBI Director James Comey, wearing his Cardinal Comey mask, all giggly that he violated White House protocol and policy and that his deputy, Andy McCabe, told the three-star general he didn't need a lawyer when Flynn was actually a target, and when he was denied his constitutional Miranda rights. And just as egregious, the FBI had already determined there was no basis and no predicate for the inquiry, let alone an investigation of General Flynn. Now damning evidence against the FBI indicating they tried to get Flynn to lie to prosecute him or to get him fired was hidden or lost in the law firm of Flynn's first attorneys, who kept trying to get him to plead guilty. The same law firm folks were Eric Holder, Barack Obama's self-described wingman, was partner. Those records finally released this week. So why the Flynn hatred? Barack Obama had been touting the killing of that old geezer, Osama bin Laden, and that Barack had Al-Qaeda on the run. Flynn, under oath, said the opposite, that Al-Qaeda was making inroads in North Africa and training in the Middle East. After which the Obama administration actually fired him as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Flynn also contradicted that good old Susan Rice's claim that Benghazi was a peaceful protest gone awry. Obama hated Flynn so much that he warned incoming President Trump of two dangerous men, Kim Jong-un of North Korea and a three-star general named Michael Flynn. He was afraid of Flynn as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who knew where the bodies in the Obama-Brennan Clapper swamp were buried. Flynn also made it known that as Trump's incoming national security advisor, he would be streamlining those 17 intelligence agencies. And consider this. When Flynn was to be sentenced, Judge Emmett Sullivan actually asked if Mueller ever contemplated charging Flynn with treason. Imagine the judge in sentencing Flynn for lying to an FBI agent, even when those FBI agents didn't think he lied, suggesting the prosecutor consider a death penalty eligible crime when Flynn was facing 5 years only. But the most damning evidence implicating Barack Obama is the reveal from the January 5, 2017 meeting in declassified FBI notes that Barack Obama met with James Comey and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, just after Brennan and Clapper had left the Oval Office. Obama stated in front of Yates and Comey that he learned of the information about Flynn and the conversation with Kislyak about sanctions. Clearly, the FBI coordinated very closely with Obama on the investigation of Michael Flynn, and according to Andy McCarthy in the National Review, Obama was surprised that Putin did not retaliate when he imposed sanctions on Russia. And so Obama officials and the FBI collaborated to invent a Russia collusion narrative. Sally Yates says that in that meeting, she recalled Comey previously mentioning the Logan Act. So, now we know just 2 weeks before incoming President Trump was to take office, Obama was discussing Flynn about Russia, an issue already determined by the FBI to be groundless. Obama was in the middle of the plot to take down Flynn and Trump. Now, there was a counterintelligence investigation of Flynn and Trump. Counterintelligence investigations are done for presidents so that they can protect the country versus criminal investigations, which are done to vindicate the rule of law. The information of a counterintelligence investigation that Peter Strzok started against Michael Flynn and the Trump campaign were included every day in the president's daily briefings of President Obama. Susan Rice was the national security advisor who would have been briefed by the FBI on the counterintelligence. And we assume that Obama knew, but now we know Obama actually knew of the takedown by the corrupt and dirty FBI agents. Look, they lied to us. They did it on television, to the press and under oath. Truth plays no part in the taking down of a legitimately elected president. I've told you this before. The star chamber in the sub-basement of the Capitol is just another place where lies were cultivated. These people lie wherever they go, all of them. Clapper not only lied when he testified about not spying on us, not wittingly. He lied about Russia. Susan Rice not only lied about Benghazi and Rwanda and unmasking, she lied about Russia. Adam Schiff not only lies about having proof of Russia collusion and lying to Congress about the Ukraine call. He had nothing on Russia, and he fought hard to prevent us from getting any of this information. But that's because what they said under oath was totally different. And as for President Obama's hatred of Donald Trump, when was the last time you recall a sitting president campaigning vigorously against the candidate of the opposing party for president? When was the last time in American history that a sitting president said with venom on his lips that a candidate of the opposing party will never be president? When was the last time you heard an ex-president actively campaign against a sitting president? Fundraisers are one thing, but Barack Obama is all in. He never stopped in his community activism against Trump. Obama went after Trump harder than Bill Clinton. Obama rallied the Justice Department and the FBI intelligence communities. A sitting president saying a candidate of the opposing party is uniquely unqualified to be president and is helping terrorists is the epitome of Obama's hatred against Trump. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.